USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock has pulled ahead of incumbent Senate Kelly Loeffler in one of Georgia's two Senate runoffs on Tuesday, and by late Tuesday night, he was projected the winner. John Ossoff, the Democrat seeking to unseat David Perdue, holds a slender lead and is too close to call at this time. Congress meets today to do a final count of the Electoral College before announcing a winner in the 2020 presidential election. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. The Trump administration announced Tuesday that it has awarded a $3.7 billion grant to help Puerto Rico rebuild water and wastewater treatment plants, pumping stations, and reservoirs damaged by Hurricane Maria more than 3 years ago. The money will come from the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Wisconsin prosecutors on Tuesday cleared police officer Rustin Chesky of criminal charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August. Blake was armed with a knife and that he had resisted arrest. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League kicks off this weekend. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the lineups.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. With each conference having an additional team participating, next weekend we'll see six wild card games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The LA Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks, and the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
College football national championship game is Monday. It will have a limited audience and will be played in Miami, Florida. Alabama takes on Ohio State. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
An illegal immigrant that is accused of killing four people in a 2019 Northern Nevada crime spree has an update. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
A 21-year-old Salvadoran believed to be an illegal immigrant who faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted of killing four Northern Nevadans during a two-week crime rampage in January of 2019 is now scheduled to go on trial in September. However, Wilbert Ernesto Martinez Guzman's latest appeal is still pending before the Nevada State Supreme Court, and the district judge in Reno says everything could change if they file a formal motion seeking to prove he lacks the intellectual capability to be executed legally in Nevada. Washoe County Judge Connie Steinheimer said Monday she has the scheduled trial to begin September 20th and last up to 8 weeks. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Three close family members of Sharon and Gerald David were invited to Washington, D.C. to attend the 2019 State of the Union Address. 25 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2021 has been revealed. Of the finalists, former defensive back Charles Woodson is on the short list.
For the guys that are at this point, man, you really had to, you know, make an impact on the game. And I'm proud of that, you know, so I'm excited, you know, to be in this moment. And, you know, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Woodson played for the Packers and Raiders in his pro career. Between 4 and 8 new members will be selected. The Class of 2021 in the National Football League will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.